The posh Radio 4 lady is now reading out some of your texts that you've been sending in over the last 30 minutes on Dear Scott. Go.
Dear Scott, was the posh Radio 4 lady on Crime Watch the other night? From Andrew, Joe, Adam and Lauren on the M5.
Well, you can answer that, my darling.
How rude. Certainly was not on Crime Watch. What would I be doing on there?
Do they mean that you were, like, presenting it or robbing a jewellery store or something?
Well, that's what I don't know. If there was a foxy lady in an evening wearing a tiara standing in the background, it might have been me.
Okay.
But I wasn't committing a crime.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. Next.
Dear Scott, how true to life is Scott Mills the musical? Did you really get drunk on air? Have you really got it on with the boss whilst dressed as Susan Boyle? And has Becky really been for a dump in a B&Q showroom? Love, Anna, from Milton Keynes.
Well, the Brit Awards thing, you'll know about this if you've seen the musical online, there is kind of a shade of truth in that, where maybe I did have some wine and then go to straight from the Brit Awards to on air. Yes, that did happen back in the day, in the dark days, as I like to call them, back in 2001, which is where the musical is based. So yeah, that's kind of true. What was the next one? PR4L?
The next one was, have you really got it on with the boss whilst dressed as Susan Boyle?
Yes, I have. What was the next one?
And has Becky really been for a dump in a B&Q showroom?
It's a little joke in the musical.
No.
Right. We talked about this a while ago, though. We did have quite a few listeners whose young kids have actually done that. They'll be in home base or something and turn around and their kid will be sat on the loo. Like, no, it's just for display purposes. Anything else you want to know, send a little text to 81199 and the posh Radio 4 lady will read them out. Thanks. 1D is coming up in 15 minutes. This is Radio 1. You, me at 6.